Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Sucre, Bolivia, early 18th century. The city was then called La Plata, not to be confused with the Argentinian city of La Plata. After more than 170 years, the finishing touches on La Plata's cathedral were almost complete. The latches on the highly ornate Baroque doors were so high they were easier to reach on horseback than on foot. Through the doors, light bathed the white marble through stained glass windows. The La Plata Cathedral, which in present times is called the Metropolitan Cathedral of Sucre, was one of New Spain's most beautiful sights to behold. This hour, we'll hear music written for this sparkling venue, plus our featured release, Tommaso Giordani's six duos for two cellos. Join us.
Thank you.
Allegro Moderato from Tommaso Giordani's Cello Duo in G Major, Opus 18, No. 4, played by Anton ten Volda and Charlie Rasmussen. We'll hear more from this 18th century Italian composer who lived in Dublin and London later this hour. When Blas Tardio y Guzman began work as cathedral master at the Cathedral Church of La Plata, Bolivia, now called Sucre, in 1745, it was a sight to behold. 20 years earlier, a state-of-the-art clock was shipped from London all the way to the city now called Sucre to adorn the cathedral's mishmash of Baroque and Renaissance style. Beyond the richly detailed facade lay a sanctuary bathed in sunlight, which flowed through stained-glass windows to a sparkling white interior. We'll hear Alla cima, al monte, alla cumbre, To the Top, to the Mountaintop, by Blas Tardio y Guzman.
Grande sin tu piano.
We heard A la cima al monte a la cumbre by Criollo composer Blas Tardío y Guzmán, music from the Cathedral Church of La Plata, known today as Sucre Cathedral, Bolivia. Ensemble Elima was directed by Gabriel Garrido. One of the most notable music directors of the cathedral was 17th century composer Juan de Araujo, who was maestro de capella at La Plata for over 30 years. Araujo had the good fortune to work in La Plata when the region was at the height of wealth. He was able to write regularly and employ large numbers of musicians, and many of his works are for up to 10 voices. We'll hear two works by Araujo, Silencio Pasito and Dixit Dominus.
Thank you.
pieces, Silencio Pasito and Dixit Dominus by Juan de Araujo, Maestro de Capella of La Plata Cathedral. Ensemble Elima was led by Gabriel Garrido. You can hear highlights from recent and archival concert recordings of early music on Harmonia Uncut, our bi-weekly podcast, curated and hosted by Wendy Gillespie. Listen online at harmoniaearlymusic.org and through iTunes. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. This hour, we've been listening to 18th century music from the Cathedral Church of La Plata, now known as Sucre Cathedral in Bolivia. As part of his work as Maestro de Capilla at the cathedral, Juan de Araujo led choristers and taught organ and composition. Several of his students became prominent composers in La Plata, including Andres Flores, Roque Jacinto Chavarria, and Blas Tardío Guzmán. Next up, Tota Pulcra Es by Andres Flores. Then we'll hear Oigan las Fiestas de Toros by Roque Jacinto Chavarria.
Thank you. Thank you.
Tota Pulcra Es by Andres Flores and Oigan Las Fiestas de Toros by Roque Jacinto Chavarria. Music by students of Juan de Araujo at the La Plata Cathedral. Ensemble Elema was directed by Gabriel Garrido. The La Plata Cathedral was a major center in the Spanish Viceroyalty of Peru. Its location is now the city of Sucre in Bolivia, and the church is called the Metropolitan Cathedral of Sucre. Its liturgical and musical practice was tied closely to Seville. Music by both European and New World composers were kept in the cathedral's archives. Long before the cathedral's Baroque splendor was in full force, La Plata Cathedral was home to some of South America's best instrumentalist choristers and composers. Enticed by a higher salary, composer Gutierre Fernandez Hidalgo left Cusco for La Plata. Hidalgo also worked in Bogotá and Quito, but his rigorous teaching style proved too much for his students. He finally found good footing at La Plata in 1598, where he spent over 20 years as maestro de capilla at the cathedral. We'll hear one of his settings of the Magnificat.
Amen.
Magnifica Secundos Tonus by Gutierre Fernandez Hidalgo. Camerata Renacentista de Caracas was led by Isabel Palacios. For our featured release this hour, we move from New World Splendor to Old World Charm. Joining a long tradition of Italian musicians making their way in the British Isles, Tommaso Giordani arrived on the theater scene in Dublin in 1753. Although his work was popular in Dublin, Giordani had a run-in there with some intellectual property issues, and following this plagiarism scandal, he moved to London. Here is Giordani's cello duo in C major, Opus 18, number 3.
Thank you. Thank you.
Anton Tenvolde and Charlie Rasmussen performed Tommaso Giordani's Cello Duo in C Major, Opus 18, from their 2020 Centaur release, Tommaso Giordani, Six Duos for Two Cellos. Giordani composed operas and theater music for venues in Dublin and London. He even briefly operated his own theater, the English Opera House. To make some extra cash, Giordani wrote instrumental and vocal music for the growing market of highly skilled amateur musicians. The sound of strumming in Tamburino Allegro from his F major cello duet reminds us that he also was writing guitar music around this same time. Tamburino Allegro from Tommaso Giordani's Cello Duo in F Major, Opus 18, No. 2, performed by Anton Tenvolde and Charlie Rasmussen from a CD of Giordani's Six Duos for Two Cellos, released on the Centaur label. Harmonia is a production of WFIU. Support comes from Early Music America, which strengthens and celebrates early music by supporting the people and organizations that perform, study, and find joy in it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. And you can follow our Facebook page and our updates on Twitter by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Sarah Hoob Schilling. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Aaron Kane, Wendy Gillespie, Luann Johnson, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.